The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go, It's the 4th of May. May 4th. May the 4th be with you, my friend.
That's funny. I love the Yoda sounds. I love it. Yoda is one of my favorite characters. So I was laughing and laughing last hour when you and Don were doing the Yoda.
Yoda can kick everybody's butt, right? If we look at in the whole entire equation, he was just like super fast Muppet. No one could beat Yoda. Anyway,
well, he's not only fast and smart and wise and all that Jedi stuff, but he's also good looking. So you got to give it to him.
Yeah, well, listen, he had nothing on Deadpool, that character from the Marvel Comics universe, but they both had kind of some skin conditions. But anyway, we looked past it with Yoda because he was adorable. It was like him and E.T. But anyway, hey, thanks for going outside the box this week. We are at the crescendo, the highest point of the week with you. And, I was commenting before we go into the big story that was reported on Fox and all the mainstream media about the third leading cause of death. What do I say about the Prince death, the cannabis versus the opioids, and you know the religious institution? I still keep coming back to that, and I still think we got a lot of work to do to bring folks back to reality and realize that medicine is of creation, not of man.
Medicine is of creation, not of man, and medicine is actually killing a lot of people today, and that's one of the things that just shocked me is this first subject that we wanted to talk about. So
yeah.
You want to just hit it, or you got some clips, man? Because
no,
I was blown away this morning on Fox News.
Yeah, you first thing I get a text from you with a video, and it's like, what are you doing sending me TV video? Were you on the news again? No. This was a story about, well, you know, I don't even need to say anything. Actually, we do have the clip. Let's open with the first clip so you can hear what is being reported in the mainstream media today.
Dr. McCary, these are stunning numbers, the third leading cause of death in the U.S.?
Well, you know, John, the medical profession has matured in the scientific study of patient safety to recognize that people don't just die from bacteria and cancer. They also die from medical care having gone wrong. And in this study, we looked at all of the existing best data and extrapolated those numbers nationally. And it was clear that the point estimate is well above what the government is currently recording in our national health statistics as the number three cause of death, making medical error in all of its forms the number three cause of death in the United States.
Where are the calls from congressional hearings? The third leading cause of death is now acknowledged to be modern medicine.
Yeah, I was blown away, man. I heard that, and you're right. That was one of the first things I did was I sent you a video. I rewound the TV. We have the direct TV thing with the wireless so you can actually rewind a program. I rewound it, and I took a bunch of screenshots of Fox News talking about this, because I was thinking, I wonder how long they're going to let this air.
Right.
Because they were talking about the fact that medical errors, they're admitting that this recent study from Johns Hopkins has shown that medical errors cause 251,000 deaths a year in the United States. They even highlighted that on the screen underneath heart disease, which was like 600 and something thousand, cancer 500 and something thousand, 251,000 for medical error. I took a picture of that screenshot as well. I was blown away that they're actually covering this, and they're sourcing it to the British Medical Journal, which ain't no fly-by-night journal.
Yeah, so that means, what, 2.5 million dead a decade due to modern medicine. Now, I've argued that they're the number one, not the number three leading cause of death, because I think that the vast majority, or at least half, but again, I'm just going to say it, like I feel it, that the vast majority of the deaths due to cancer and heart disease are at least partially attributable to medical care, to medical intervention.
Well, I'd have to agree with that. And the 251,000, I'm not sure what that means. If you remember the study that we've cited so many times with Dr. Gary Null and Carolyn Dean and Dorothy Smith and all those doctors back from 2004, the Death by Medicine report, that was 783,000, I think. But there was about nine or ten different line items in that. I don't know what this medical error contains. It may be that it's just several of those line items and not all of them, because if they detailed it pretty well to get to the 782,000, there was no guesswork.
Right, right. No, it went up. Well, let's give a listen to the next clip here from Fox News as they're discussing medical errors, number three leading cause of death in America.
And you have an argument with the Centers for Disease Control and how they tabulate some of these numbers.
Well, there's a historic system we learned dating back to 1949 where they only tabulate causes of death with billing codes. Well, people don't just die from billing codes. People die from fragmented care and overdoses and other problems with medical mistakes. And if you look at the totality of the burden of these problems, it's well established in the science literature. No one's really placed the context in public health to say, hey, we should start measuring this and look how big the burden is on public health.
Isn't that interesting, Ty?
Yeah.
The billing codes were limiting the ability to say they died from modern medicine because there wasn't a code for that.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. You know, the first thing I thought of when I heard that this morning on the news was Dr. Sawney. Because if you remember in the Quest for the Cures, he was going over the reason, one of the reasons that the there is so much such a lack of care in modern medicine is the billing codes that they're forced to use for Medicare. And if you remember, he shared the fact that the doctor gets paid the same amount, or the doctor has to look at a patient for, according to the billing codes, for 45 minutes to get an upgraded fee from Medicare, or he can look at that patient for 2 minutes and prescribe a new drug and get the same fee. And so he said because of the way that the billing codes are corrupt, for lack of a better term, in Medicare, doctors are influenced heavily to prescribe drugs because they can fit in, you know, 10, 12 patients in an hour, all at the upgraded rate, as opposed to only one per hour if they look at them for 45 minutes. So they're incentivized to prescribe drugs to make, you know, more money. And so there's another instance of the billing codes. And in this situation, there's no billing code for death by medicine, for hospital infections, for bed sores, whatever it might be. So they list it to something else.
Yeah, interesting. Incentivized to write prescriptions. And we've covered it the other day that the expensive prescription drugs are the ones that are incentivized as well, as opposed to the lower-cost generics. Not that we believe anybody really needs the drugs outside of extreme circumstances, but they continue. This wasn't a hit-and-run. This was a long piece on Fox and the mainstream media.
You know, we do those stories from time to time that just seem so outrageous. A young girl goes in for a tonsillectomy and dies on the operating table, that kind of thing. But you're saying that those stories are far from an aberration. I mean, they really are more common than most of us would believe.
Fragmented care, preventable complications, diagnostic errors we're now recognizing. These are all things that harm patients, and good solutions are out there.
Good solutions are out there. Well, I wonder what they mean by that. Do they...
I don't know. They didn't say anything. I don't know what that meant. Is it good?
Super Don, was there anything you heard in the articles that indicated that they said maybe we could look our direction?
No, nothing specific. It was all very general.
Okay. I was just thinking there might be something that would go, hey, wait, they actually acknowledged maybe look to alternative, what they call it, alternative medicine.
Well, you know, the part of the story that you missed was right at the very end. They said, if you do want to learn more, tune in to the Robert Scott Bell Show every week.
Hey, there you go. Is that in there?
I forgot to give you that clip.
All right, well, let's play that final clip just in case it's in there. I'm going to double check on this. Hold on.
So what do you say to patients who might hear this news and say, okay, I'm staying out of the hospital or out of my doctor's office? Well, what are people supposed to do?
Well, doctors are frustrated, too. We're working in a messy system, and we're human, and we're always going to be human. But what we've noticed is the patients that get the best care, John, are those that are highly informed, get second opinions, ask about treatment alternatives, and come in with a loved one or family member, either to the doctor's visit or in their hospital room, to be a safety net to make sure everything's going smoothly and is well coordinated.
You hear that? He did say alternatives.
Yeah,
I don't know what he meant by that.
Well, you know, that's interesting because how many times have we covered stories where people will go in and they will ask for a second opinion, or they will want to talk about treatment alternatives, and they end up getting their kids taken away by CPS, right?
Right, I know. You're encouraging people to ask for a second opinion, and suddenly they steal your children, and medical kidnapping occurs. So this is an absolutely incredible story in that it's going to wake a lot of folks up. Again, we talked about that earlier today as I was kind of struggling for words and talking about, you know, I want to be excited about the changes, at the same time temper the excitement because the disappointment that you get when Lucy removes the football from you. But again, I don't want to look to the centralized bureaucracies to direct us and to say, well, now it's okay to go to alternative medicine, because we acknowledge that modern medicine is the third leading cause of death. So it's okay, you have permission to leave. No, you never needed their permission. And I think that's an important point of what we do here. And the point of what, Ty, you did with The Truth About Cancer is you showed people that they didn't need permission. This was already happening. People are healing. People are getting help. And there are doctors that are willing to help them that are not killing them.
Yeah, they are. How's my audio? Is it still clipping or is it okay?
Yeah, it's a little clippy. What we'll have to do on the break is reconnect. I'm sure we'll be able to fix
okay.
it. Because I think you know, we'll need a second opinion on your connection or something.
Well, you know, one of the things that Don was right about that. A lot of times parents go in for second opinions, especially on their kids, and they'll get their kids taken. So, you know, that in an ideal world, that's true. But you're right. That can be dangerous nowadays.
Yeah. So as we look to correct this issue, recognize that it isn't going to be congressional hearings, because if they really cared about your health and people dying, when the Barbara Starfield report came out in the year 2000, the Journal of the American Medical Association saying 106,000 to 225,000 people were dying in America every year due to modern medicine, that should have been enough. That came through Johns Hopkins, as this study also did, then through the British Medical Journal. But the fact that it isn't means that if you wait for Congress to act or the centralized bureaucracies to act, you'll be long dead, or a loved one of yours will be long dead. Do not wait. Now is the time to make that decision for yourself. Stop asking for permission. Stop looking for authoritarians to direct you and give you permission to leave the medical electrified fence that'll just as likely take you out of the life chain than it will help you. And that's why TMB and RSB wrote Unlock the Power to Heal together and expanded it recently to kind of bring that power and those details back to you so you can heal it yourself rather than resort to a form of medicine that they're now acknowledging is the third leading cause of death. All right, we'll see if we can get TMB hooked up with a better microphone connection. After the break, it's Outside the Box. You know what to do. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
TMB, when we got the truth of detoxification, the truth about detoxification coming out. And, of course, our good buddy, the Doc of Detox, will be featured in that as well. But we were talking about a little bit when we were in Canada. And, you know, one of the keys to my homeopathic support for liver detoxification is the use of taraxacum, which is the Latin name for the dandelion.
Dandelion.
Yeah, and I just love it. In within the last couple of months, I've switched over in my blends. I usually like to make a yerba mate blend every day of my own. I have mate, and I've been doing dandelion every day, and I'm loving it. And now we've got a great article out there at the Natural News, which is wonderful. Dandelion root, this is the headline, far more effective in fighting cancer cells than chemotherapy. It was like,
yeah.
Could there be better news?
Well, you know, it's funny because we look at this as kind of a weed, don't we? You know, the girls love to go out and pick dandelions when they're in bloom, or after they've bloomed and they've turned into the little white puffy things.
Mm-hmm.
They'll blow them, but they, you know, dandelion root is actually very medicinal, and it reminds me of a quote from G. Edward Griffin in The Quest for the Cures.
Yeah.
Dr. Griffin. I think he's a doctor, but he doesn't have a PhD after his name, but he's smarter than most doctors. Ed said in the interview that it is unthinkable to a doctor that we could find a cure for cancer in a dandelion root when they all they've learned about is drugs. And this was in his interview about the Flexen Report. Mm-hmm. And it's just so interesting that this article talks about that very thing, that they are very effective, more effective than chemotherapy to treat cancer.
And in this case, they actually went to research up there in Canada, where we were, I think, University of Windsor in Canada. If it's not in England, I apologize.
Yeah.
But they said they've shown successfully in the lab how dandelion root extract causes cancer cells to go through apoptosis, cell death, cell suicide, while leaving the healthy cells intact. What, again, wonderful thing. And yet we spend, as a nation, how many billions of dollars on Roundup to kill dandelion, right?
Yeah.
One of the most criminal acts against nature, and of course we are a part of nature, criminal acts against ourselves. We talk about suiciding ourselves by killing one of the plants that could save us. And the dandelion leaves, you know, you could actually put in salad, you can juice them, they're very bitter, but man, oh man, just blend them in, and you got a healthy salad as well as a juice, and or make it into a tea with the root, and you've got a daily medicinal, and I utilize it, as I said, as a homeopathic as well.
The girls eat them all the time. They eat dandelions. I mean, they're bitter as can be, but the girls, Tabitha and Charity, love to go out in the yard and pick dandelions and eat them. So, I mean, they just go eat, picking all kinds of roots and leaves and stuff. I mean, the girls eat salads every day out from our yard. And we do have a lot of herbs in the garden. But one of the things that you mentioned is that they spray Roundup on them to kill them. And what's interesting is that Roundup, you know, the active ingredient in Roundup is glyphosate. And we're seeing an article by Mike Adams today that Quaker Oats is being sued over glyphosate being found in their all-natural oats.
Isn't yeah, this is like one of those things. And you know, I grew up on, I don't know if it's Quaker Oats. I remember there was something called Mapo. I don't know if you remember Mapo. Was that something that you guys had?
Uh-uh.
No, we had it. Super Don, do you remember anything called Mapo? It was just maybe it was my history.
You know what? I do.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a grits kind of a thing, isn't it?
I thought it was an oatmeal kind of thing.
Oatmeal, maybe? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a warm breakfast.
Yeah,
stuff.
Something or other. Porridge of some kind.
Can
I have some more? But, you know, when Oliver asked that question, he didn't want more glyphosate. He wanted some more porridge. And to buy your Quaker Oats that are all natural, right, and heart healthy, and, of course, we have Wilford Brimley talking about how great they are, to think that they're being desiccated with this glyphosate, and we talk about that, the drying, bringing it out so it's easier to harvest. I mean, that's a major suit going on here, TMB.
Yeah, it is. And the interesting thing about it is that down in the article, it shows that Mike mentions that glyphosate survives food washing and food processing. So it ends up fully intact in beer, cereals, and other products. So that's, you know, you can't wash it off. And when you process food, doesn't matter. The glyphosate remains.
You know, it's absolutely astonishing, and I think Wilford Brimley would be saying it's something else.
It's the right thing to do.
No, it's the wrong thing to do, Wilford. It's the wrong thing to do. But, that's one of those shocking things we're learning about the contamination of the food supply, even in food that you think is non-GMO, because it's not like there are GMO oats, but when they spray it with glyphosate, now you've got a problem, a big problem.
And of course, the issue with glyphosate is not just that we think it's bad. I mean, the World Health Organization, and I think the ACS even has it listed as a probable carcinogen. So
that's right. That's right. By the way,
knows.
I think we covered yesterday's show, and it's up at Talk Network as well, about the fact that, the EPA says that glyphosate really doesn't cause cancer. And then they said, oops, oh, we didn't mean to release that, right? We busted them yesterday. Also, there's a lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson. We'll talk about that. Have they targeted Hispanics and African-American communities? And if so, with what? We'll be back with Ty Bollinger to find out.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick?
If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And Ty Bollinger, remember cancertruth.net. That's Cancer Step Outside the Box. Of course, The Truth About Cancer had another successful 9-part run, a global quest we announced last week. Go back to the archives about middle October, October 14, 15, 16, I believe, our first sneak preview for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. Not available to purchase tickets yet to attend it, but is there an official name for that event where we'll all be?
Yeah, October 14, 15, 16 in Dallas at the Gaylord Opryland. The title of the event is the TTAC, Natural Health Symposium. So that's what we're calling it, TTAC Natural Health Symposium. And the tickets should be available for sale probably by June 1st, I'm guessing. We've got to finish lining up all of the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a lot of people are going to be there. A lot of, you know, kind of a who's who list of speakers will be there over 3 days. And it is going to be jam-packed full of information. We're going to have a couple speakers in the morning. We're going to have, like, a couple of breakout sessions with three groups per breakout. And then we'll have lunch. We'll have a couple more breakout sessions after lunch and a couple speakers in the evening. And it's really it's going to be primarily focused on education and going to the lectures, as opposed to having a big exhibit hall full of, you know, vendors that you can go, you buy stuff and, you know, try their products or whatever. We're really trying to focus on getting people into the lectures so they can be educated. And we're also doing that for the benefit of the speakers. I mean, you speak a lot. I speak a lot. There's nothing that's more disheartening to a speaker to travel across the country to go to an event they're speaking at, and then the audience is half empty because they're out trying to, you know, buy a sauna out in the exhibit.
Yeah, it's true. But I tell you what, the people, the lineup that we reviewed last week, there's never before have these folks all come together into one place like this. So very exciting. Stay in touch with us here. You'll be the first to know. Thanks to TMB and family, we'll get it out there. Truth About Cancer Natural Health Symposium in October. Yep. Now, Jeffrey Jackson, our good buddy, independent journalist, doing great work. He's got another piece out about the suit against Johnson & Johnson. Serious corporate criminal damages families again. Johnson & Johnson pays $127 million in cancer cases. I mean, I think there was a talcum powder issue. There's a risperidol issue.
Yeah.
Where does it end?
Well, it doesn't end thus far. I mean, the end is still yet to be determined because they're finding out that Johnson & Johnson there was some kind of an internal conspiracy to promote risperidol to doctors to treat children. But they knew about the side effects and the hormone disruptors and so forth. They knew about the talc that was actually causing ovarian cancer in women. And they knew that the dangers associated with the talc, specifically when it comes to the overweight women, blacks, and Hispanics, that it gave them a higher proportionality of developing ovarian cancer, but they just buried the internal memos, didn't tell anybody about it. They kept not only buried it, they kept promoting to them specifically. I mean, it almost reminds me of the CDC deal with they knew that the DPT was given, or the MMR was given autism four times the rate to black babies and the white babies, and they did nothing for 10 years. Same thing's happening with Johnson & Johnson with these products.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Now, remember, corporations are artificial creations of the state. They should not have rights because they're artificial creations. They have privileges granted by the state, and the state grants those privileges and can take them away. Yet it grants a special privilege only really and historically precedented for the king or the queen or the emperor, that is, absolving them of liability, as it is with the vaccine industry. Now, J&J may be taking some hits, but you think about millions of dollars in fines for a company like J&J, that's peanuts. That's pennies.
No. It is pennies, but, you know, as you mentioned, you know, it's about the emperor. We can apply it to the story that we talked about the first. The medical emperor now has no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
The medical emperor is going down because people are waking up to the fact that modern medicine is killing a lot of people. Not that trauma medicine doesn't have its place, and as you like to say, you know, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Yeah.
Trauma medicine, emergency medicine, definitely top of the line, first in the world here. But when we're talking about diseases like cancer, when we're talking about all these medical errors that are killing people, when we talk about the fact that the FDA admits 100,000 people die every year from prescription drugs, you can add that to the list too. So there's we saw the $251,000 number, or 251,000 people per year number.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and add another 100,000 to it, because the FDA admits on its own website that people die from properly prescribed prescription drugs at 100,000
right.
people a year.
Now, I mentioned that corporations are artificial creations of the state. They're not corporeal beings granted existence by a creator like God. And unfortunately, many people, and at this point I could say safely, Ty, it's the vast majority of Americans, are operating as if they are artificial creations of the state. They've been numbered like cattle. They've been relegated to less than, let's say, sovereign status by the grace of God, by our founders that acknowledge that. Now utilizing that term, the S word, becomes something that's tantamount to being a domestic terrorist. And you have now become de facto sheep that are basically guided by centralized bureaucracies telling you what you can and can't do, what you can and can't know. Look at the FDA, look at the FTC, look at what the CDC is doing with vaccine policy. And then people are begging. How did this happen? It's because they're begging of their servants. They're forgetting who the masters are. Now, they're going to vote, a lot of people, and it's not going to necessarily change things. You heard maybe a little bit about my commentary on Trump. I'm pleased for the most part about it, but I don't also, I'm not deluded to believe that, oh, one guy's going to go in and it all change. But there is evidence that things are shifting at the same time. But we've got to bring all of these things up.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, one guy's not going to change everything, but I think it's a step in the right direction. And I heard Super Don last hour. He said, you know, nothing else he's going to shake things up. And that, I think that needs to happen. Now, one of the things that you just mentioned about these corporate entities. And, you know, there's a distinction between the big cap name man and the little cap name man. And we get into the UCC and all of that, which you know a lot better than I do. But one of the things that you've mentioned in the past is that, you know, when you got a child born and mm-hmm. you get them Social Security number and you get them a birth certificate, I mean, they are basically a ward of the state.
A vessel of the state, like a ship. Yeah, you give birth to a ship.
State. Yeah. Right. Not a ward of the state, but vessel of the state. And it's interesting. I just got an email forwarded from a guy that I used to live close to up in Kalispell, Montana. And one of the mothers, her name is Odalis Sharp. She was a woman that took her kids up to support the people up in Oregon with that Bureau of Land Management deal up with that ended a couple months ago, if you remember, where they killed
the guy. Yeah, with the ranchers. Yeah.
Right, the ranchers. So she took her kids up to support them. And apparently, I don't know if that put them on the radar or whatever, but she just had – let's see, 3 or 4 of her 7 children taken by the CPS, Child Protective Services, which are really kidnappers, because she was not a proper mother. I don't know what their charges are, but then they've arrested her now for hitting an officer that actually struck her first and was dragging her on the ground, and she was defending herself. So now, of course, she's charged with abusing, whatever they call it, abusing an officer or hitting an officer. But that just, it reminded me of that story that you know, these, we think that we are, that our kids are our own, but the way that they've snookered us is through these birth certificates and through, you know, getting a Social Security number, so that now your child is actually a vessel of the state.
Yeah, and that's a shocking thing still to hear for folks. But, you know, Ron Paul attempted to let everybody know that you've become sheep. And, you know, I don't know what Donald Trump knows or doesn't know about this, but there is a on some level, awakening. And I have to call it a spiritual awakening. It's not a political awakening, even though politics is, you know, a pale reflection, I guess, of our consciousness, but often is the worst of our consciousness, too, because it's about people taking control of other people by stealing their money, their resources, their energy, and utilizing it against them in the name of helping them. And then, you know, the people that are on fluoride and medication are duped into believing that they're really going to help us or not going to, Lucy's not going to pick the football up this time. That's why I say, you know, Reagan was right. Remember all those years ago in the 80s when he was dealing with Gorbachev? Trust but verify, right? You want to validate things. You don't just want to blindly go, oh, yeah, he said so. If he says so, that's enough.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that you know, you hear Bernie Sanders talking, and a lot of the things that he say, but, you know, they sound good. They sound good, especially to people that are lower income. You know, it sounds good. Let's stop the wealthy from getting so wealthy. Let's get the people that are in poverty level up. Let's get you this stuff for free. But the reality is there's no free lunch. It comes from somewhere, you know. And so I think that's what a lot of Bernie supporters don't realize is this guy really is a socialist. And he does believe in redistribution of wealth. But the thing is, when you look at the history of socialist countries, it's wealth is not redistributed to where everybody's wealthy. Wealth is mm-hmm. redistributed so everybody's impoverished.
Yes, exactly. The great books, Whatever Happened to Penny Candy, Richard Mayberry.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greatest things also, Whatever Happened to Justice, TANSTAFL was the word. It was an acronym, TANSTAFL. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Free lunch, yeah.
And when you're grown up, you learn that, and you hope you teach that to your children. It doesn't mean there's not such a thing as charity, but charity is not given by the force of a gun, you know, as the government tries to be charitable. Charity is done by the goodness of your heart, and you're moved to do that because Spirit moves you. That's different.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. And this is not by no means a bash Bernie session. This is just observations over the last couple of days. But I was watching an interview yesterday with a bunch of Bernie supporters, and they were conflicting with some Trump supporters. And one of the Bernie supporters said, Trump's a Nazi. He's a Nazi. And the guy that was a Trump supporter said, what is a Nazi? Can you define that?
Yeah.
And he didn't know what a Nazi was. Nazi stood for National Socialist.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump's not a Nazi. If there's anybody that's in favor of National Socialism, it's Bernie.
Yeah.
It's not Trump, because that's what the Nazi Party was. It was a National Socialist Party. But the reality is that when supporters of Sanders are interviewed and they're asked, do you know what it means to be a socialist? They don't even know what that means.
Be careful, TMB, because you're going to end up in a Jewish newspaper like I did. They're going to rail against you for calling Bernie Sanders a Nazi. Like they accused me of calling, who was the guy? Was Super Don, who did I call a Nazi? I didn't call him a Nazi. I said he was using Nazi-like
John
tactics.
John Stewart,
right? And, of course, John Stewart's Jewish, so is Bernie Sanders. So, you know, no, we're not calling him a Nazi. That's an important distinction.
We're just saying that he believes in socialism, in national socialism.
Exactly. You know, this is what we do when we go outside the box. We go way outside the box. You're going, I can't believe you went there. Well, we did. We do. That's what we do, and we love it, getting together and doing this.
I think the point I'm trying to make is that people that are supporting some of these candidates, they don't even really understand the platform that the candidates are standing on. They just hear something that sounds good, and so they support them when they don't even realize what they really stand for.
All right, let's see what we're going to wrap up on. We had a couple of stories. Maybe the root canal breast cancer link is a good reminder for folks that if you're dealing with dental issues or if you have a root canal, you got to seriously consider getting it undone and going a different direction. Lots more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. TMB, RSB, Super D together again outside the box on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now. The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super Don, Mark D. Strikes again. He's listening live tonight. He had a comment earlier and left you completely alone. I'm going to leave you completely alone tonight, Super Don, but tomorrow we are going to visit Mark D's comments about you, my friend.
You know, loves you. I finally get under the Mark D radar, and
yes.
you got to out me. Thanks a lot.
We'll look forward to that. Everybody pick on Super Don.
All right,
he can
we'll deal
handle
with that
it.
Tomorrow.
He's tough. But TMB! Nobody's picking on TMB. If they are, I'm right by your side, my friend. this weekend, I see, you know, we can pass on some cancer stories, but this weekend, the big tentpole movie of the summer, it opens up, Captain America Civil War. And I don't know if I tend not to be able to see these things on opening weekend. It's a good weeks and months maybe later I attend to get to the theaters, but I am intrigued by what I hear of the storyline. I bet the kids are excited.
Yeah, the kids, Charlene and Brianna and Bryce, already have tickets. They bought tickets a couple months ago for the opening day here, so they are going to go Friday and sit in on the opening of what could be probably the biggest movie of the summer. They're so excited about it, but I'll be home with Tabitha and Charity. They can tell me all about it. I don't get to go to movies. I'm too busy with other stuff right now.
No, you'll see it on when it comes to DVD. But I think thematically, I'm intrigued by it because it's about the superheroes against the superheroes. Because the United Nations are a centralized global bureaucracy, he says. They're being irresponsible. They need to come under the auspices and control of smart people in government.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, yeah. Iron Man takes the side of government, which is weird because he doesn't seem like he'd do that. But Captain America says, no, I'm more libertarian. I don't need you guys to tell me what to do.
I agree. I've got to be on Captain America's side there. We'll see what happens. I've heard different rumors about what happens in the movie, but it should be good. And, you know, they've exposed some stuff and covered topics that have only been relegated to conspiracy theory in the past. Like, they talked about Operation Paperclip, if you remember, in the second one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you wonder what the writers know about what's really going on behind the scenes. And, you know, we act like that's going on behind the scenes. Operation Paperclip has been declassified. We know that that happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not any kind of secret anymore that we brought over Nazi war criminals to run our corporations. But, you know, it's not commonly talked about.
Right. And in case you weren't listening last segment, Bernie Sanders is not a Nazi. Just saying. Just want to be sure we're clear on that.
We talked about it over the break, and
he
fits the definition of national socialism.
Right.
So, but the reality is there's so many other negative things that go with the term Nazi that we don't want to associate.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, they've lost the true definition. That's true. But but again, the idea here, at least thematically from what I learned about the movie, I haven't seen it, is that it's about centralized control of these folks. Now, again, there are themes of military-industrial complex that can solve everything, but then again, it's corrupt, it can break everything. We got Eisenhower's warning to everybody. So it's not just pop culture phenomenon. I do like that they bring themes out of consideration. Doesn't mean you can only get them through a movie, or you should or shouldn't, but as long as you're going to be entertained, I like that they're messaging a little bit in there.
Oh, me too. Me too. And it is entertaining, and you know, it's actually pretty good family fun. There's not a lot of stuff that you don't want your kids to see in those type of movies. Whereas, you know, when you compare that to some of the other vile crap that's out there, there's not really a lot of good choices. But these Marvel movies are actually not too bad. I mean, they're good entertainment, and they're pretty clean.
Yeah, fairly family-friendly, relative. Of course, you know, there is some level of cartoon violence, but that was the comic books. We grew up on those things.
Yeah.
We used to read them, and then use your imagination. And the technology caught up eventually where they could actually put the stuff into a visual medium that you're just kind of blown away by the spectacle of it all.
Yeah, you really are. And one of the funny things, Charlene and I were laying in bed a couple nights ago, maybe it was last night, and we were watching some of The Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we were just both blown away at how far technology has come and the computer graphics and the CGI and all that since that time. I mean, it looked kind of like it was totally unrealistic. We were watching going, how could we ever watch that and think that that was good? But it was for its day. It was high tech. But just where we've gone since then with computers is just unbelievable.
Yeah, generationally, I mean, these kids are growing up in an era where they've never known some of the basics that we knew. It's hard to conceive of that. But anyway, you know, take time to have some fun, too. You know, we cover a lot of serious issues here on the show. TMB helps us go outside the box and cover them in different ways. But take time to have fun with your family or, you know, unplug a little bit. I realize I don't do that enough. TMB doesn't either. We're not the best examples of that, but we try.
Yeah. Take time to have fun and take time to laugh.
Yeah. But Yoda says it.
The power to heal is yours.
I've never done that.
Yours. It's yours.
Okay, guys and gals, thanks for being with us. Back tomorrow with more powerful healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.